Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. It's 2 o'clock, so you've had your team talk and your team sheets have gone in. So how's these teams shaping up heading into this afternoon's game?
It's good. I mean, we've had a few setbacks this week, Ben. You know, Tuesday night was a tough game for us. The pitch was difficult, and unfortunately, we've lost 4 to injury from Tuesday. Outgoal Donoghue, who I took after half time. Outgoal Kyle Hawley, hamstring. Outgoal Chris Doyle, groin, and outgoal Finlay Sinclair Smith with his ankle. So, you know, it stretched our small squad. I brought in 2 this week in Dan Trickett-Smith and Larnell Cole. Larnell on the bench and Dan will make his debut today. So, you know, we're in good spirits. We've got a good 11 out. We've got a strong bench and, you know, we've got to patch people up and get them ready for the big running.
Tell us about the first of the new signing before we get to the loanee.
Well, Larnell Cole, I mean, people don't need any introduction to him. He's staggering to believe how good he actually is. I mean, in training, he's trained with us for the last 4 or 5 weeks now. Exceptional. You know, he lost a bit of match fitness. He came out of the game for personal reasons. We knew that he wasn't doing anything. So we've got him in and he's sharp, he's clever, he's hungry. You know, he's as good as what I've seen, but he's just not match fit yet. So he goes on the bench today.
And Loney signing as well?
Yeah, Dan Trickett-Smith. Watched Dan last season for Leek Town, scored 24 goals. He's an exceptional player. I knew that he was in and around Port Vale's first team, and I just thought I'd chance my arm. You know, I spoke to Frank Sinclair, who's gone in there, and I thought, you know, if I don't try, I won't get. So I got a chance to speak to the first team manager, told him what we do. He knew about FC United and said that he'll be in good hands. So we've got him for a month, and, you know, he's a really exciting talent and did great on Thursday night in training.
And for you personally, obviously, it would be remiss of me not to ask, you know, you're back here at the Tom Finney Stadium. I mean, what's your mood?
I'm not, you know, it's weird because I haven't stepped foot back in the stadium, Ben, since I came to FC United. And, you know, like I said in my interview notes, I don't regret that decision for one minute. I had great times at Bamber Bridge, but, you know, and Bamber Bridge is what Bamber Bridge is. It'll always have a place in my heart. However, you know, when I first walked into Broadhurst Park, there was no going back for me. And, you know, that club is really home for me now, even though I live 2 minutes around the corner. So, like I said, I enjoy my time here. There's no emotions for me today. It's about 15 games to go. Can we get 3 points? We think that 12 points will maybe get, 12 wins will get us over the line, so this is just a game that we're targeting a win, and we know it'd be a tough game, but, you know, we're looking forward to it.
And we have to say, surface wise it's exceptional, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. Credit to the ground staff, Russ and Danny Mahoney. You know, they're exceptional. They spent quite a bit of money on it, put new drains in. I mean, yesterday you wouldn't believe it was underwater in front of us here, but it's a great playing surface, and they've done well, you know. But for the club, they were desperate to get this one on because, you know, finances are important at Bamber Bridge, and, you know, they'll be looking at us bringing a few today, and I think I'll have quite a few on for my friends who will travel from Preston. So it'd be a good crowd, it'd be a good game. But like I said, we're here for one reason. It's not about me, it's not about Dodd, Potts or Linney. It's about getting 3 points, and that's it.